travailler. Laisse-les lever. Aïe, c'est prolongé. Racine arraché et branche écrasée. Oui, ça qui passait, mais la vie changeait. Ma boue a tombé. Ma boue a tombé.
Thousand Points of Light, WMFO. Welcome to another edition. This is Jay. I'm here with you until 10 p.m. And what we're doing tonight is we're having a Midnight Oil show. So Midnight Oil, they were obviously a huge band in the 80s and 90s. They took some time off, and they were back. They did some touring. We thought they were done. Now they're going to be back again this year. I think they're an important band to be hearing from now, especially with all the political turmoil in the world, not to mention the incredible fire devastation in their native country. So they have a record that is where they're working closely with indigenous people, people from First Nations. And then they have a record of all new material that'll be out later in the year. And then there'll be a tour in Australia and throughout the world. Hopefully they'll come here. So that's the rundown. We're playing Midnight Oil tonight because of all of that. And I don't think I've ever had a Midnight Oil show before. So we're going to continue with that, and we're going to hear this track starting off the show from Earth and Sun and Moon. This is going to be Drums of Heaven, Thousand Points of Light, WMFO.
As I move freely to a place, debris I left behind come back into my day. Out of time, disconnected, plagued by senses, sweet desire. Out of time, out of time, deluded. I plunge my hand to the mother load of love. In the rain, calling on his name, I come, yes I come. In the rain, falls on my shape, it falls, yes it falls. In the this morning, thrust me to the world like a child I'm hurtled for. Dreaming things anew, sounds I seen sound true. All the places, open faces, grace in everything I view. In the rain, falling on my shape, I come, yes I come. In the rain, calling on his name, I fall, yes I fall.
God is a good man.
This is the AI.
Everybody say God is a good man.
God is a good man.
I walk on the world.
Yes, he's a good man.
Driving a dump truck up to the sun.
Is he a good man?
A sigh in the human heart.
Clock on the wall, it says 3 minutes to midnight. Her faith is blind,
All right, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And that's the Golden Age from the record from 2001 that the Admin Auto put out called Capricornia. Before that, an oldie but goodie, Minutes to Midnight, album track from Red Sails in the Sunset, one of the records that I got to know really well from the Oils. In the Rain from Breathe prior to that, and then we started things off with Drums of Heaven from Earth and Sun and Moon, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford WMFO. This is our Midnight Oil Show. A little like late. I guess I should have had an Australia-themed show back when the fires were raging. I don't know if they're all out now or what's going on, but because of the catastrophic fires in Australia and the fact that Midnight Oil has announced that they're putting out new records, I'm on the Facebook group there or on their Facebook page, where it says over the coming weeks you'll start hearing about some of the specific things we're doing in 2020. So before all that starts, we wanted to tell you directly about the Broad Brush Strokes. After they came home from Europe via Birdsville in mid-2019, they started recording new music together for the first time in nearly two decades. So I guess the prior tours were all the old stuff. And Warren Livesey is back, traveling from Toronto to Sydney to produce three sessions, just as he did on Diesel and Dust, Blue Sky Mining, and Capricornia. It felt good to be back in the studio and intriguing to see where it all ended up. We had over 20 songs we wanted to record, and eight of them shared a strong focus on the issue of Indigenous reconciliation, so we invited some of our First Nations friends to collaborate with us in various ways on each of these eight tracks. Our collective work will be released as a mini-album called The Makarata Project in June or July. Band profits from the release will be donated to charities which elevate the Uluru Statement from the Heart. And there's a link to that. I'm not sure what that is. This media release of the Makarata Project will be accompanied by a small handful of themed live performances in Australia, featuring some of the very special guests who helped create this mini album. Then, toward the end of the year, we'll release a new Midnight Oil album, which is currently at final mixing stage. This completely separate batch of material deals with various lyrical themes, including climate chaos, no surprise after the mega fires they just experienced in Australia. They plan to follow the album with lots more Australian and international touring across late 2020 and early 21. Over the next 12 months, they will be releasing various singles from both the Makarata Project mini-album and the new Midnight Oil album. They are seriously excited about all of these songs and the two separate works on which they will feature. Stay tuned for more detailed announcements about our new music and our touring plans. Very exciting. I've seen them, I don't even know, like twice, maybe three times. I can't even remember. But terrific live performance each time. And I think they played this song as well. This is Bull Roar from Diesel and Dust, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Listen for the Bull Roar. There it is.
Reached 110 again. In the desert, in the dry,
Points of Light, WMFO, White Skin Black Heart from the Redneck Wonderland record. That was Midnight Oil. That record came out in 98. Before that, King of the Mountain from Blue Sky Mining, one of the more important records in my college career. And we had a really cool cover of What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding from the Chico Ocala B-Sides and Rarities Collection. That's, of course, an Elvis Costello song. And Bull Roarer from Diesel and Dust started things off, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And Oils had a really good run in the late 80s, early 90s, from Red Sails in the Sunset all the way through Earth and Sun and Moon, and those are their records I'll be emphasizing a little bit here tonight. They have some other good stuff. I'm not saying it's not good. I'm just saying that you got to recognize a streak when you can, and that's what we're doing here, recognizing the streak. Recognizing streaks. Anyway, let's pay homage to the band. They are Bones Hillman, bass and vocals. Jim Mogeny, guitar, keyboards, and vocals. Martin Rotzi, guitar. Peter Garrett, vocals, harmonica, and big bald head. Rob Hurst, drums and vocals. One of the better drummers in all of rock. Rob Hurst, right there. You've heard it here first. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. All right, let's hear Troganini, a big single from Earth and Sun and Moon. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
And stone. I think that we have a natural alliance with the Greens, obviously, from our nuclear issue and from all that derives from that. And I think that what you saw happen in Australia, we are going to see increasingly happen in other parts of the world as well, which has come from the Greens, and that is people who are concerned about their future are no longer prepared to sit back and allow the classic old vested interest political parties to continue to ruin the planet and to place us all at risk. Young people are feeling that they must have some kind of say over their destiny. If they can't see that happening in old political parties, then they're going to gravitate to new political parties. I think that the appearance of the Nuclear Disarmament Party comes partly as a result of the Greens, but partly as a reflection in Australia of people's dissatisfaction with government policy on the issue of disarmament. Whether we now develop a Greens Party here or not remains to be seen. I hope that we will in time, because I think that there's a place for it. I think there's a need for sensible politics, real politics, not the politics of exploitation and oppression, and now's the time for it. Well, in terms of the lyrics that I've written for Midnight Oil and the talks and stuff that I've done in the past, yes, it's true that I have a very strong concern about what has actually happened in Australia and how it relates to the rest of the world. Because we've only been settled in Australia, white settlers, for 200 years, it's a very short time span for us to see what we've done. We oppressed the black Aboriginal Australians when we got here, and now we allow and have allowed the country to be destroyed and despoiled in the name of profit. And for the most part, we've allowed overseas multinational companies to come in and take a part of it, and this is something which I think is wrong and something that I've always spoken out very strongly against. And that was why we went to America in 1984, not because we wanted to...
They won't be the first. and last hotel. This is the place, the first and last hotel. Flat on your face, the first and last hotel. You're not in the race at the first and last hotel. Come on, the pop, the first and last hotel. Flat on your face, the first and last hotel.
Stop it, time is over. you look out for me. You're just a bad man raving and saying nothing to you. I don't need no fire and it's no money, no money, no time, but you know I won't run no race with the heck of that. I don't need no fire and it's no money, no money, no time, but you know
from their first record, 1978's self-titled debut. We heard Powderworks, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. They sound like a really sound like a bar band there. Very raw, very unfinished. I don't think Warren Livesey was involved in that one. Before that, Jimmy Sharman's Boxers. So we were marching around here in the studio, my interns and myself, just to keep warm because there is, apparently has no heat on in the entire building. I mean, it might actually be warmer outside than it is inside here in Studio A. It's so cold in here. I have winter hat on, my coat, scarf. I wish I had those gloves with the fingers cut out. At least then I would be looking somewhat cool. Anyway, Jimmy Sharman's Boxers from Red Sails in the Sunset. Great track there. Gravitating Towards Destiny, a little spoken word selection there from the 1984 record. Sounds like it was like a political stump speech for Peter Garrett, as he was a member of the Australian Parliament for a while. Troganini started things off from Earth and Sun and Moon, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And so we're having our Midnight Oil show, an important band for me in my college days. And I believe I saw them at GW. I think I saw them at some HFS-related event. I don't even know. The memories are all hazy at this point. Anyway, let's move on. Another track from Blue Sky Mining is up next. It's Bedlam Bridge, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
building with no people. There's crime and gun decisions. There's a street of heating hawkers. There's a house of hope and drifters. There's a gang that shoots then listens. Now there's a place that knows no poverty, a town without pollution. There's a soul with good intentions. There are canyons full of movie stars, churches made of metal. There are mountains made of muscle. We have leaders who are anxious. We have captains not courageous. Captains tumbling into madness. But there's a man who makes no enemies, a body never breathless, no ambition ever hopeless. Up on Bedlam Bridge, somebody is waiting.